And at this time, we're visiting with Cameron Johnson, who will be joining once again this year the Broken Bow Girls Golf Team as they will attempt to win their fourth team girls golf championship in a row in Class C. But the girls have been very active over the summer, and Cameron has certainly been competitive in summer golf this year. And so we're catching up with her to find out some of the exciting things that have been happening. Cam Bam, thanks for talking to us. How you been?
I'm doing great.
All right. Now, you recently went to Florida to play at the Optimist International Tournament. Let's start by you taking our listeners through what it took for you to qualify for the event and make it to Florida.
So earlier this summer, I played down at York Country Club, and so it was the top three got to play, and you had to shoot under a certain score, and I ended up not playing very good that day, but got tied for second, had to go into a playoff, won the playoff, and secured my spot. So,
now, I believe, was this the first time that you played in this particular tournament, Cameron?
Yes, for me, it was my first time
trying
to qualify.
Okay, so you qualify and you go to the big tournament in Florida, which I believe was held at the Doral Resort Golf Course, right?
Yep, Trump Doral.
Okay, and now I believe this is a course that has hosted numerous PGA events. What was the experience like for you playing on such a course?
The courses down there were just unreal. Like, definitely we don't have any here like that in Nebraska, but I think the course that I played the one day, there was water on 17 out of 18 of the holes. So definitely a little trickier, but they're just unreal.
Okay, so you mentioned the water. That kind of leads me into what my next question was going to be. The biggest obstacles on the course for you, was it the water, or were there some sand traps and some other obstacles that presented a challenge?
Yeah, the water definitely got me into trouble the first day. I think I lost like three balls on the first day, so that wasn't great. But the bunkers there too, like you go in the bunkers and they're towering over your head, so it's a little tough to get out of those. But
now, was this the first time competitively for you to be on such a course of, I guess you would call it certainly PGA quality?
I've never played tournament on any course like that. So
tell everybody how you finished, and were you pleased overall with the performance and with your experience?
it was definitely an unusual tournament with all the weather delays and stuff we had, but so the first day we didn't even get a full 18 holes in, and I didn't really play the best, but then the second day I came out and kind of picked up where I wanted to leave off and got a few putts rolling and stuff, and I finished, I think I was tied for 60th, which if they would have finished the tournament where it was, I would have won the second flight of the champion of the challengers is what it was called. So
uh-huh.
I mean, I was pleased with where I was. It was definitely an unreal experience.
So Cameron, how many total golfers were in the tournament?
I don't know the exact number, but it was around 150 golfers.
Wow. And you're talking top 60, right?
Yep.
Wow. Congratulations. That's pretty good. Okay. How have you grown in playing competitive golf? I'm going to take you back to when you were entering as a freshman in high school. You've played a lot of competitive golf since then now. How have you grown as a player playing competitive golf, you think?
I definitely say I've learned a lot of like leadership skills and just trying to help my teammates and help them push me and I push them. And yeah, competitive golf it's so up and down, but I think one of my best strengths right now is just my mental side of the game, where I can just, if you have a bad day, you got to bounce back and try and have a good one. So.
All right, start of school is right around the corner. I have a feeling that high school girls golf is on your mind. Time to get ready to prepare for the season. Are you and your teammates ready to go for four in a row?
I think we're more than ready. We're hungry this year, I think, more than any other year. So we're pushing each other, and working out here a lot. So.
All right. Well, it's going to be fun to watch you and the team compete this year, and we'll be following you through the fall. And we congratulate you on what you achieved during the summer, and thanks for taking the time to visit with us.
Yep, thank you.